Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the fastest 2 hours in radio. And we are coming to you from the Quicken Loans Studios right here in Houston, Texas. And oh my gosh, my favorite guy, he is back in studio. He never holds back, so you better strap on your seatbelt, buckle up. My guy, Joe George, is back in studio with some NBA news and notes, and I cannot wait to get your perspective on Mavs Clippers from Wednesday night. How about those Mavs?
Yeah, it was it was a special game. I mean, they really came out to play. I was really pleasantly surprised with the Mavericks because they've been kind of, you know, up and down this year. They've had some moments where they look like they are going to be a playoff team, and then you see some moments where you're kind of unsure. But overall, I mean, that was a fantastic game. They came out to play. And my biggest problem with the game itself is that because the Mavs played so well, it almost bothers me that they haven't played like that all season. Because if they played the way they did against the Clippers, they'd be killing teams. They'd be dominating. I mean, the Clippers can just score a lot, but the Mavs haven't played like that all season. So hopefully this can be a kickstarter for the team going forward and they can really progress.
You talk about Jekyll Hyde, you know, the night before they're in New Orleans and totally laid an egg and how they were able to bounce back and just really play so well. I mean, the fact that Dirk Nowitzki, I mean, he played 33 minutes, had 31 points, and Wesley Matthews was just absolutely on fire. I'm just so impressed with how far he has come from that, you know, injury.
Yeah, that's been really impressive for sure. And I definitely think the Mavs' biggest issue right now has been their defense. If you look back to the Pelicans game that you were talking about, in the third quarter, they were outscored by 1 point, but it was 36-35 in that quarter. I mean, and Anthony Davis didn't play in the second half. So the Pelicans were missing their best player, and they still put up 36 points, and you still lost by 25 in the game. That was a rough one for the Mavs. But then they came up, and they didn't play any defense versus the Clippers either, but they scored more, so that's all you really have to do in the NBA.
Oh, transition defense, obviously very, very big and key for the Mavericks. Joe George is with us tonight in the studios right here at Yahoo Sports. Okay, so talk to me about DeAndre Jordan, the fact that it's his first game in Dallas since the debacle this summer. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, I definitely kind of agreed with Jeff Van Gundy to the point where he said that how can Dallas fans, you know, boo DeAndre Jordan but cheer for Greg Hardy on Sundays? I definitely think he's right about that. Because it's just surprising me how you can boo someone just because he spurned your team. This isn't Dwight Howard when he left Orlando or Shaq when he left Orlando and then when he left LA. This isn't LeBron when LeBron left Cleveland. Those guys put in years of work on their team and then they abandoned their team. DeAndre Jordan did not abandon the Mavs fans. He got cornered into a house and got convinced that it was a better decision to win a championship in LA. And if I was a Mavs fan, all I would have said is, how many rings do you have compared to what we have? Because we've got one and you've got none in your entire franchise history. I mean, the Mavs should be fine with this. I mean, DeAndre Jordan is an overpriced Tyson Chandler. So I think the Mavs are fine with it.
Hey, Joe George is with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, our producer doing our NBA news and notes. Reach out to our audience because I know that you have just launched your new podcast. Tell me about that.
Yeah, so you can follow our podcast. It's NBN Podcast on Twitter. And you can follow me. It's @_JoeGeorge22. So the podcast is myself and former NBA player Troy Hudson. And what we do is we just talk basketball, the two of us, talking about the real-life situations going on in the NBA and how he can relate to them, kind of break it down from the former player's perspective. As well, we have other former players joining us, and we also have a hip-hop artist every week kind of talking about music and then their influence in basketball music as well.
Well, we're looking forward to having him on the show next week. So let's stay in the Western Conference right now. Talk to me about this whole DeMarcus Cousins incident and how this is unfolding.
Well, it doesn't shock me. I'll tell you that. It does not surprise me that there's some issue.
Are they going to make it through the season together?
I don't think so. It just seems like a train wreck. But how can you let go of DeMarcus Cousins? Even though he doesn't seem like he's always all there mentally, he's still one of the most dominant players in the NBA. And this team is just not built the way you win a championship. It's two guys who don't shoot threes. And this is coming from the players only meeting. Ben McLemore said this. Everyone else shoots threes. Rondo and Cousins, they do everything else. That's not how basketball works. That's not how the Warriors play. They don't have guys that just shoot threes. Harrison Barnes goes to the bucket. So does Klay Thompson. So does Steph Curry. Rudy Gay and Ben McLemore, they can't just sit on the edge and shoot threes while Rondo drives and gets rebounds. And Cousins, you know, he sits in the inside and goes up for the easy buckets and dominates the boards. It's just not going to work. So I'm not sure. I do think there's a chance they won't make it through the season, and they have fired so many coaches in Sacramento that maybe, though, it is time to look elsewhere for DeMarcus Cousins and send him off. I don't think that's the right decision, but you've tried everything else, it seems like, so maybe DeMarcus is the problem.
Well, what do you think about all the different personalities? You talk about Rondo, DeMarcus Cousins. I mean, it just seems like from their past, there's just so much dysfunction. I mean, that's a lot to put on a coaching staff to be able to level everybody out. And it's, in regards to DeMarcus Cousins, isn't he supposed to be like a leader? He's not acting like a leader.
No, I agree, and he's not a leader. He reminds me of – I mean, there's a lot of them in the NBA right now. There's a lot of guys who are big-time superstars who will never win championships, who are not leaders, and their names are like DeMarcus Cousins, Derrick Rose probably, as a leader individually, Carmelo Anthony. These guys, they don't win titles because they don't have what it takes to be a leader. You know, Durant doesn't have a title, but that's not because he's not a leader. It's just because he's had to go against LeBron. It's just that simple. So I don't think this is going to work, and I think Cousins needs to go somewhere where he's kind of the second fiddle a little bit.
So where would you recommend? I mean, my heart goes out to George Karl because, I mean, you're talking about an NBA Coach of the Year and future Hall of Famer. He's got a lot on him.
Well, the one team that I kind of look at because they're stuck in their ways of the old school basketball is the Memphis Grizzlies. You know, they have Marc Gasol and Zach Randolph. It doesn't seem like they're really ever going to be willing to change to the three-point shooting system and style.
They need shooters.
NBA. They do, but DeMarcus Cousins, Gasol's really just the center. Cousins can score for you as well. You know, and maybe just a team like Brooklyn, somewhere where he can go where he is the solo guy and it's just a new situation. You know, that you know they've got good coaching there in Lionel Hollins. So the maybe Brooklyn situation as well. I don't think he can really work well with another superstar. It just seems like he's going to have to be the guy, and there's going to be a bunch of decent guys around him that really just elevate his game.
Okay, Joe George is with us in studio at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We would love to hear from you. Join us at Twitter at eRadio Sports. You can always email the show at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. In fact, I got a wonderful email from one of our listeners out in New Mexico, Carl, listening each and every week. Thank you so much for that wonderful email. And also, twice as nice, you can go to our podcastarena.com, click on the YSR tab. You had just mentioned, Joe, the Memphis Grizzlies. Talk about a total beatdown from the Warriors, 100-84. What is going on with the Grizz?
Yeah, that was a weird game because the Warriors got up early, like by quite a few points, and then Memphis charged back. They got back in that game. They got it to just a couple points, and they even tied it at one point. And then also in the fourth quarter, it was a kind of a close game, and then all of a sudden, the Golden State Warriors just went bananas and just pulled away, dominated that game. The Grizzlies are not built to win in the Western Conference. Everyone in the West can shoot threes, and you have to be able to shoot threes because your defense can only get you so far. Tony Allen might be the best defender, maybe in the history of basketball at the shooting guard position. He's really that talented and that good. He can lock down anybody, but it just doesn't work, and they've tried to build a team this way. They haven't won a title yet, and I'm not sure why they haven't given up. I just don't get why they haven't blown it up and tried to go in a different direction. They're stuck in their ways, and it's just not working for them. I don't really get what Memphis is doing with their roster at all.
Memphis is hard to figure out, but how do you figure out the Warriors? I mean, they are just blazing a trail and off to such a hot start. And what's so scary about them is, Joe, they're so young still, you know?
I know. They just keep getting better. This team is incredible to watch.
It is incredible to watch.
It's one of those things where, you know, like back when the Patriots went 16-0 in the regular season, they became much must-watch television because you didn't know if they were going to be the first team since the 70s Dolphins to go undefeated and take it all the way. The Warriors are that first team that we've had a legitimate chance to say, maybe they can go 73-9. Maybe they can be the first team in the history of the NBA to have single digit wins in the regular season. Maybe they can be the team to pass Michael Jordan's Bulls because they're that talented. So this Warriors team is awesome. They're so much fun to watch, and it's just watch them all the time. They're always going to be on television. If you can, watch them.
He's going to be with us each and every week, Joe George, with our NBA news and notes. It's great to have you back in the saddle. Thank you so much, Joe.
It's always fun.
Time now to thank all of our amazing guests in our lineup right here at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Adam Grossman, the president and founder of Block 6 Analytics. He's also a faculty member at Northwestern University for the Master's Sports Administration Program. Also, Frank Pomerico, the starting left guard for Notre Dame, who has a new book that's out. Lee Steinberg, the founder of Steinberg Sports and Entertainment. James Hale, the senior senior writer with OU Insider, our very own Joe George with our NBA news and notes, and Bill Little, the award-winning writer who has his new book out, Longhorn Nation, Texas's Greatest Players, Talk About Longhorn Football. Also, for two of our lucky listeners tonight, you can email me right now at Elissa@YahooSportsRadio.com. Exergen Temporal Artery Thermometer. It's totally non-invasive system with an advanced infrared technology. I'm Elissa Walker-Campbell, encouraging you not to drink and drive. We'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, right here at Yahoo Sports Radio.